Blog Talk Radio.
I was eating junk. I had just had two children back to back.
I used to not be able to get on the ground.
I never, ever daily exercised.
Before, if I'd get down, I'd need a chair or something to help me get back up.
I was 84 pounds heavier at one time.
I was always a big dude, but I couldn't move around.
That all changed when they met Diamond Dallas Page.
I started doing yoga, man. I started doing a thing called DDP yoga. It's not your mama's yoga.
WCW heavyweight champion, known for his signature move, the Diamond Cutter.
Diamond Cutter!
Took what he learned recovering from an injury and years in the ring and created DDP yoga.
Working out combined with the eating habits, it was a huge difference. I felt so much better.
It's a lot of fun for me because I never used to be able to be active. Now I'm on the floor, I'm rolling around, it's pretty cool. More than importantly, I just want to be alive. I'm down about 110 pounds.
DDP yoga can work for anyone.
DDP.
DDP.
Radio.
High five.
Well, 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 welcome, my friends, to another episode of DDP Radio Live right here at ddpradio.com. My name is Mike Mullins, as always, broadcasting live from the DDP Radio Megaplex in beautiful Raleigh, North Carolina. And when you top in that elevator and you climb that tower all the way to the top floor, and then I climb up onto that roof deck, and then I climb on top of the tower that sits upon the tower that sits upon the tower that shoots this show worldwide, and I look great into the great white north, and on those snow-covered mountains on top of the mountain, on top of the mountain, on top of Mount Ontario is a beaming light emanating from the spirit and the heart of my co-host, the one and only Crystal Stewart, the quote master herself, and that light radiates, and I catch that light, and we blast it all over the world every Wednesday night, DDP Radio. So without any further ado, the one, the only, the greatest living Canadian and 17-time Juno Award winner and four-time winner of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Canadian version, the one and only Crystal Stewart. How are you?
I'm good. Oh my goodness, we're going off the rails already.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you'd expect anything less, man, I got to tell you,
no.
I got to warn you right up front. My voice is going. I got a wicked sore throat. We were away all weekend. We went to that big wrestling convention in Charlotte. Everyone was there at the Mid-Atlantic Fan Fest. And I met so many people there who were DDPY people or DDPY radio listeners. And they'd be like, I'm like, yeah, I host DDP Radio. And they said, oh, what's your name? And I'd say, I'm Diamond Dallas Page. Nice to meet you. And they always looked disappointed, and then they walked away concerned. But we have a lot of listeners out there, and it's weird to hear, and a lot of people who listen to DDP Radio, which is awesome. So if anyone is asking why Diamond Dallas Page suddenly shrunk 7 inches and looks
right
horrendous, that's the reason. But how are you, Crystal?
I'm okay. It's been a crazy week around here, but I'm happy to report Canada has no snow, so we're good.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Well, we have a Warrior of the Week coming up in just a second we're going to announce. But I got to ask you, I know we have a couple days off that we haven't scheduled yet in October. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Do you know what day it is that we haven't scheduled quite yet? Is it the second week in October?
You have to give me a second.
Okay.
I wasn't
anticipating.
Oh, yeah.
Whichever one it is, I was talking to Kat Arnett a couple of days ago, and she had an awesome idea. So I would like to take over that spot of DDP Radio, announce it, Crystal Stewart as our Warrior of the Week. And we're going to hammer down your story. We're going to talk to you. We're going to talk. Yep. That's what we're doing. We're going to chat with you, just have a quick, conversation. We're going to get your story from top to bottom. I thought it'd be awesome for the listeners who, maybe tuned in halfway through or maybe, isn't familiar with your story. I think it'd be awesome to highlight you and your story and talk to you and maybe bring on a guest co-host to help grill you. And, I think that would be really cool because you are like the governor of DDPY. You're friends with everybody. Everyone loves you. And Kat was like, we should have an episode where we get Crystal as the Warrior of the Week and turn the microphone on to her. So you've been working so hard finding some DDPY Warriors, and I think it's time you have a week off of finding one person, and I'm going to take over it and do the laziest job ever and just look across the aisle and grab you for our DDPY Warrior of the Week. So pencil it in, Crystal Stewart Warrior of the Week, October. That's going to be a hell of a fun show.
Okay, so while I have you on the phone, there's three dates in October, the 6th, the 20th, and the 27th. So whatever.
Let's do the 6th because I can't wait all the way to the 27th. We're going to have fun. So let's do that. All right.
I'll book it right now.
All right. Crystal Stewart, Warrior of the Week. But without any further ado, Crystal Stewart, you have been finding us some real awesome guests to bring here every week. And what we love about DDP Radio is, you know, we turn the focus onto the listeners, the users of the program, people who have been successful, people who are struggling, people who are, you know, maybe having a hard time but are putting in the work. As long as you're putting in the work and you're letting a good example for the community, that it makes you eligible for DDP Radio's Warrior of the Week. And every week you've been bringing top-notch guests, and without any further ado, I think we have another awesome, amazing story that I guarantee you a lot of people are going to find relatable and find some inspiration in the story. And that's what's awesome about this show. It's DDPY Warriors, inspiring DDPY Warriors. Without any further ado, Crystal, you want to introduce our Warrior of the Week that you've scoured the internet to find?
Yeah, absolutely. So this week, our Warrior of the Week is Scotty Boots. And I will be the first one to admit I didn't know a whole lot about Scotty when I do now because I do my homework. But he has an amazing story. And I think one of the most inspiring things about Scotty is he's not shy to tell you his entire journey, where he started and where he was at to where he is now. I don't know if anybody has seen his pictures online, but wow, we are in for a real treat this week. So please welcome my friend, Scotty Boots.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for the kind introduction, and thank you all so much for having me on. I'm really excited to do this. It's going to be a really good time.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Awesome. We're glad to have you, man. And first things first, I got to ask you about the gimmick name, the Scotty Boots. Where did that come from? New Boot Goofing. I always use that. But what's the Scotty Boots? How'd you get to that that name?
Yeah, so it's kind of a fun and a heartfelt story at the same time. So my nickname I've had forever since I was a kid that my mom gave me has been Bootzilla. And I'm a huge Godzilla fan and grew up watching all, you know, the old Toho films and stuff. So I kind of grew up always being called Bootzilla by my mom or Scooty Boots and stuff. And time kind of had passed on and everything. And, you know, that nickname was only really something between me and my mom, and a couple other people knew about it, but it was just a really special thing my mom and I had, and she had passed away a few years back, and I started just to adopt it again. Thank you. And I changed my name on Facebook just to include Boots in it, because I always liked it, and I always wanted it to be kind of associated with me, and it was never really to do anything, you know, more than just for my own, you know, nostalgia and kind of appreciation for it. And once I got into the DDP world with everything, I've been talking a lot with Pat, you know, McDermott, and he reached out and he's like, hey man, like, you know, I've been talking with Dallas and every time we reference you, we just call you Scotty Boots. Like, are you okay with that? Or do you want to be called Scott Jordson? And I kind of thought about it for a second. I'm just like, you know what? Scotty Boots, man, let's run with it. Like, if this has a chance to be something and I can be recognized as Scotty Boots, that's what I want, because I love the name and it's kind of a nice, you know, nice homage to my relationship with my mom and growing up with a lot of fond memories and stuff like that. So it's kind of taken on its life of its own right now. So everything I kind of go by is Scotty Boots, and it all started way back when, and it's kind of carried through my health journey now.
That's awesome.
No, that's,
yeah,
that's,
it's got a lot of sentimental meaning behind it.
And they always say you can't choose your own nickname. It has to find you, and it has to make sense for you, because nothing's cooler than less cool than choosing your own nickname, and to find that has such a lineage all the way back to your childhood, and it basically just settled with you, that's cool.
Yeah, it's kind of wild. No. Almost 30 years later, it's kind of found its place now, which is kind of a nice thing, so it's been pretty cool.
we'll have to talk about King Kong another time, because I love that. I just watched the documentary, the King Kong documentary, and then I also watched Beast Switches, which is Bob Burns. He owns the original collectible for the original stop motion of King Kong, and those are an amazing film. So I'm all into that stuff. So we'll have to chat about King Kong some other time. But We always love to talk on this show. We always like to start off with the original. What got you here? The OG story, the Scotty Boots origin story. Every superhero has an origin story, and something that brought you to this moment where you decided to take control of your life and start DDPY for changes, you know, lose weight, be more positive. Whatever your reasons were, you have an origin story that got you here. So tell us, what is the Scotty Boots origin story that led to you taking that initial step for DDPY?
Yeah, sure thing. And I'll kind of cliff note the beginning of this and dive in a little bit for when this really took precedence in my life, because it really is kind of a lifelong journey, you know, of struggling with weight. And I've always found success doing things to lose weight, but I've always been up, down for my entire life. And, you know, about 8-9 years ago, I, met the love of my life, reconnected with her, and it was about 10 years back, and she introduced me to the world of yoga. So I didn't even know Dallas was doing anything, you know, around DDPY, anything like that. Dallas was my favorite wrestler growing up, so I've always, you know, kind of had this connection with him being this childhood hero for me through the 90s and everything. But I never followed him after retirement. I didn't know anything he was up to, and I was just kind of on my own journey in my life. So I reconnected, you know, with my love of my life now, high school friends and stuff, and she introduced me to yoga. She's a yoga instructor, and I really fell in love with just the general idea of what yoga was. And I was at a really healthy weight at that time, about 180 pounds or so, and, you know, time kind of had gone on, just kind of lost control of my weight. I got up to about 210 or so, and then had discovered Dallas doing DDPY. So we both were looking at this and like, wow, this is unbelievable. I can't believe that, like, you know, my childhood hero and favorite wrestler is also doing something that, you know, is around the yoga world, which I'm now totally in love with. I'm like, what a great marriage. And he just so happened to be stopping by Chicago for a local convention here called C2E2. And I was like, well, I can't not go meet him. Like, I have to go meet him. So we went to the convention and met Dallas. It was one of the greatest experiences that I've ever had meeting, you know, anybody, because what you see is what you get. And it was just a really great experience to actually meet Dallas and have some time to talk with him. And I'll kind of share something, too, just to kind of, you know, really drive home the generosity and how genuine of a person he is. We came back to his table at the very end of the day, and he actually was about to do a DDPY workshop just for like an hour thing to show everybody at the end of the day. He's already running late for this thing. We weren't going to be able to make it, and I just felt compelled to come back and say bye, just because, you know, I just had such a great talk with him earlier in the day. I just felt like I had to say bye. It was like meeting a friend that I haven't seen in years, and you know, type of a connection I felt. So we went back at the end of the day, said bye, just wanted to say thanks for everything, and I'd bought the program that day as well, so I was really excited to try it. And he took 5 minutes aside, already running late, and whoever his manager was kind of, you know, chaperoning him around to get him to where he needed to be is like sitting there riding his ass to get him moving, and he just wouldn't budge. He sat there and spent 5 minutes just to talk with us and spent some genuine time sharing DDPY with us, and it had a very touching moment. So I became obsessed with the program then, but I didn't stick with it. And flash forward almost 8 years after that, my weight had gotten extremely out of control. Got up to 265 pounds. I went on a weight loss journey in 2019, lost about 40 pounds, and then I had a terrible relapse with food addiction problems again, went all the way up to 271, and the date that it changed was March 8th of 2020. We were at the park with our daughter, and I've always been like a big guy that can move, like that Chris Farley energy and stuff, but I noticed I didn't want to get up on the playground equipment. I was just kind of like walking around the perimeter watching her have fun, and I wasn't getting up there and enjoying it with her. So something changed that day for me. I told the missus as we were leaving, I said, listen, this is what it's going to be. I'm like, I've said this every week, you know, for years, that today's the day, today's the day. But I was like, something clicked today. I'm like, we're going to go to a Chinese buffet. I'm going to max that buffet out until I'm sick, and I'm going to wake up tomorrow morning and everything is going to change in my life. And I went cold turkey March 9th. Weighed in at 271, and since then until now, it's been a 100% lifestyle change.
Wow, that's incredible, man. You were able to just, like, a lot of people, when they make that switch, they, you know, it's got to be, you know, obsessive all in. I'm fascinated by the fact that you said tomorrow I'm going to wake up and I'm going to be a different person than you were. You know, we've all, anyone who's struggled with their weight has said that a million times to a million different people. And it's almost to the point now where I was embarrassed of it because everyone knows they don't expect me to, you know, fall through this time. But you wake up the next morning, you decide things are going to be different. You have your last meal and then you wake up and you actually fall through with it. And if you were to understand, try to understand your reasoning and behind it, what was it that really allowed you to wake up the next morning? I always call them my midnight thoughts. I have a lot of thoughts that I'm going to do this tomorrow, and then I wake up and realize I'm not going to do any of that. I don't want to do any of that. What made the midnight thoughts follow through the next day, and what kept you going after that point that was different than all the other times you said that you were going to do something?
Yeah, I'm honestly, the biggest thing for me was the day at the park, because I really kind of had this moment where, you know, I saw myself in the future, more or less, and I didn't want to see myself being a dad who wasn't active with his kids, and, you know, when they're doing sports or, you know, walking your kids down the aisle later down the road, whatever the case might be, I didn't want to see myself being the dad who couldn't stand on his own 2 feet, who didn't have the energy to keep up anymore. You know, I wanted to be 50, 60, 70, 80 years old and, you know, still kicking ass through life and being able to keep up with my kids and you know, outwork them. You know, when I'm 80 or 90 and they're 70 years old and stuff, I want to be able to be, you know, just as mobile as they are or even more so. So I just thought about really the longevity of what it was going to be to be a good parent and stay active in their lives and not be sidelined. And all of that clicked that day at the park. And the next morning when I woke up, I had the same feeling. Like nothing had changed from sleeping overnight. It didn't feel like I needed to push myself to do anything. And that's when I really knew something clicked and changed. And the journey has its struggles, without a doubt. But what's always kept me focused on this is just staying hardcore disciplined, you know, remembering what the why is. And then the why is making sure that I can have the healthiest life possible for myself so that I can be good, you know, for everybody around me, especially my kids.
Scotty, I have a question for you. When you look at your older pictures or your beginning pictures, what thoughts come into your mind?
You know, it's kind of surreal looking back at everything now, especially with the year that we had in 2020, because,
right,
you know, we went from working in the office, you know, and I was sent home to work at the end of March. So I was only about 2 weeks into my journey by the time I got sent home. And, you know, I play in a band and we play out, you know, nearly every weekend. So you're used to seeing people at work through shows all the time, and everything stopped, you know, right at the same time that this health journey started. So while I was kind of doing this, you know, locked up, so to speak, I'm not seeing anybody that I'm used to seeing on a regular basis. So it was a very surreal kind of a thing for me, because going back and looking at it, I'm so used to living like this right now, but I'm now seeing kind of the shock and awe of everybody else that's in my life, because I just started back in the office a couple weeks ago. We just started playing shows again a couple months ago. So for me, this is normal. For everybody else, it's been like this flip of a switch, because no one's seen me for a year and a half. And so it's a very surreal feeling right now, I think, just because of the year that we had.
Yeah, I definitely can see that. That's amazing.
That's interesting. You know, it is kind of fascinating for the people who lose weight during the pandemic and stuff to reenter society, because usually when you work with someone every day, you have the benefit of going along the journey with them. But you walk in there, it's like, you know, it's a different person, not only physically, but obviously, you know, mentally and psychologically. It's going to be an incredible feeling. You know, with all of the weight loss and stuff, I always say the fun isn't getting to your goal weight. The fun isn't like, you know, the fun is the little things you regain along the way, because when you really gain a lot of weight, you don't realize how much that takes away from you. And then suddenly you realize, oh, I can tie my shoes easier. I can climb this easier. I can go faster. I can, you know, you start reclaiming parts of your life that you really didn't even take into stock that you had lost. Is there anything as you started losing weight that really kind of stood out and excited you that, wow, this is easier, or I can do this again? Just the way you live on a daily basis, nothing extravagant.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, absolutely everything. I'm a huge advocate for celebrate everything. I don't think you know, when you're going through a health journey or, you know, really anything in life, I really feel you should celebrate everything that comes your way. There's no reason to feel like you have to be humble, you know, or reserved about anything, you know, and if you want to keep it to yourself, that's fine, but allow yourself to feel good and appreciate every single thing that comes your way. You know, you don't have to dismiss anything. I'm a huge advocate for that. And, you know, anybody that knows me within the community, I preach it all the time. Celebrate everything. And the reason, I guess what really clicked for me with that, and I've used this example a couple of times, but I'm a huge Kevin Smith fan. And in one of his books, he makes this great, like, little analogy to things where he says, you know, as human beings, we feel accomplished by, you know, we feel celebrated by accomplishing things, basically. And the way that he kind of described this is if you have a day where you haven't done anything and you don't feel like you're worthy, just throw a stick on the ground, jump over the stick, yell out ta-da, and you'll get that sense of accomplishment, because that's what we need to continue to feel good and drive ourselves, even if it's something that simple. So even the easiest things, like you just said, tying shoes, being able to dry my body off, getting out of the shower without struggling, put boxers on, springing out of bed as opposed to waking up with a sore back and it takes, you know, 10 minutes to get myself sitting up out of bed. It's like every single little thing that got easier and easier, I kind of took as just a huge victory, because all of those add up and they create that mental strength. And I think the stronger you can build mentally across everything, that really is what keeps that discipline honed in, you know, throughout the entire journey.
That's amazing. So I have a quote wall downstairs in the dungeon. It's my workout room. I live in Canada. Bret Hart, you know, the whole nine yards. It's just called the dungeon. So, and I was just wondering if it is something that you recognized as well. So the quote basically is that I didn't really realize how bad I felt until I started to feel good. Is that true with you?
I would say that's 100% true, because the
really?
Number one thing that I had to come to relation with this entire thing that I never came to terms with, is that I'm a food addict, a terrible food addict, to the point where I would leave my home at 10 o'clock at night. I'd be nice and comfortable, relaxing, and I could not sit in my house because I needed a fix so bad that I would leave my house, get dressed, put on shoes, go drive to Walgreens, get Ben and Jerry's, get, you know, multiple boxes of candy, you know, pop and everything, and I would just feast on that and just sleep. And that was easily 4 or 5 nights a week I was doing that kind of stuff. And it felt so normal while it was happening. And now when I look back at that, I don't know how I was functioning, you know, while putting all of it into my body, let alone the time that I was wasting to continuously do that to myself. So 100% I would relate to that.
So I have a question for you. My dad is a psychologist, so I get all these weird questions thrown at me all the time. But what have you replaced the trigger with at this point? Because obviously when you have something like that, there's a trigger. There's an emotional trigger or, you know, just something in your life that'll trigger that behavior. So what have you exchanged that with?
Yeah, it's a really good question, because that is a huge thing. I mean, for any addict, you know, food, alcohol, drugs,
right,
whatever the case might be, we're all masking, you know, something by harming our body in a particular way. And food is so dangerous because it's immediately accessible no matter where you are,
right,
no matter what the time is, you can find it. What I ended up doing for that there, and it sucked. It was really hard for like the first month for me, for sure, because I cut sugar out of my life entirely when I made those changes.
Wow.
On March 9th. And yeah, and it was rough because I was going through withdrawals that I can't even explain how much it sucked for at least those first couple of weeks. And by the time I was about a month in, it was like, okay, I've kind of got control over this now. But what I ended up doing, and what was a great thing to help me curb this, is when I cut all the sugar out, if I had a sweet tooth for something, I would get these, like the water packets that you would get just to mix with, you know, a bottle of water or something. I would drink one of those later at night whenever I needed a fix, just to get kind of a sweet taste or something, because my rule was not eating past 6 o'clock. Once we got to 6 o'clock, that was it, because I was such a late-night snacker all the time. I'm like, after dinner, I don't eat past 6, and I just relied on those water packets to really help me kind of get through, like, a sweet tooth urge. And that was really the biggest factor. I mean, outside of building mental strength and everything within there, as far as replacing it, water packets, a lifesaver.
So are you doing Dallas's eating suggestions as well?
So kind of. I don't follow the specific plan that's laid out, but I do follow kind of the general guidelines to it, and I just
right.
make it my own. So I'm doing gluten-free, for the most part dairy-free, low-carb, high-protein, no sugar. So it's
right.
pretty much what the Dallas plan is. I just kind of made it my own, mostly because of my food addict personality. I have a hard time, like, thinking about each individual meal that's going in. So the way that I always kind of looked at this from the beginning is if I'm thinking about every single meal, it's going to eventually become overwhelming for me. So I just laid out the general idea of low-carb, high-protein, no sugar, and just kind of blanket statemented that over everything I ate, and it really helped me mentally kind of overcome the hurdle for everything.
Wow, I'm really proud of you. I know how hard that is. Way to go.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, it's not easy, but when you do it,
no.
it's worth it.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. You know, that it's a great point, too. And I think, I always say this, food addiction is totally underrepresented as a major addiction, almost laughed off to a point. It's one of those things that I find it to be probably one of the hardest things I've ever dealt with consistently through my life. And with food addiction, you know, it's an unhealthy relationship with food. And I realized a while ago that when I tried to eat healthy or diet or even quote-unquote lifestyle, as I always called it, I still was over-focusing and obsessing over food in an unhealthy way. Every meal was just you go into it like it's insane the way I was treating it. And I realized, like you said, it was such hard for me to do that I started going into it looking, okay, I'm in this situation right now. What is the best choice I can make right now? And that was way easier for me because they suggest planning out. They suggest all this stuff, which I champion. If it works for you, then go for it. It's awesome. But it was part of my obsession towards food. Even when I was eating healthy, I was obsessive towards the way I ate. And I found it so much easier just going into the meal individually and saying, all right, I'm here. This is my options. What's the best one I can make? And everyone has a different method. Like the DDPY, the book says, make your own. You know, you follow the food line, you adjust here, you fix here, and there's always some place to go with it. And that's what's great about this is we're all successful under the DDPY program in some way. Even just being here,
yep.
you're successful for taking that first step. But each one of us, while still under the DDPY banner, have almost completely different methods of how we go day to day. And that's what's so beautiful about it, and that's why you're successful. I feel like that's why I've been successful. And, Crystal, I don't know about you, but I think that's a pretty beautiful thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, it's a beautiful thing. I mean, the one thing that you will never be able to discredit in a place like this is effort. And we all, there's different strengths of effort, I guess. And, you know, we all have the same thing. And if I've said it once, I've said it a million times. We all start at the beginning. Whatever that is for any of us, it's all different. But it's okay. And we give ourselves permission to fall, and that's okay too. But the thing around here is when you fall, you have to get back up. You have to. You can't stay down. You've got to get up.
Yep. Yeah, I couldn't agree more with that. And it's another thing I preach so hardcore because I think for a lot of people, and it's a mental hurdle. It's very tough sometimes
sure
when you
is.
See that comparison picture of here's where somebody started and look what they did. And it's so easy to feel defeated by that sometimes when you go, oh, my gosh, look what they did. I wish I could do that. Like, don't tell yourself you wish you could do that. You know, look
right.
back and remember that person started with a day one. This whole thing started with day one, and then they built from there. So for you to start your own journey, success isn't going to happen overnight. So if you think about it as if you're going to chase results, you're setting yourself up to fail right from the beginning. Don't worry about the results. Worry about changing your life and putting in those lifestyle changes. And once you do that, those results are going to follow behind. You know, it's really a flip of that mindset with what you actually want. Do you want results or do you want to change your life?
That's right. And I mean, it's a very strong point to make, Scotty. So I have these two pictures. There is one of me before and one of me after. And above my before picture, it says option. That's when I made myself an option. And my after picture is when I made myself a priority. And
that's awesome.
It really is cut and dry. It really is cut and for a personality like me, because I tend to overdo things or underdo things. I mean, there's no gray area. So it just worked for me. I was either going to be a priority or I was going to be an option. And I had to really figure that out. And once I figured that out, it was kind of fuel. And I have this rule that I always had to do at least 5 minutes of the workout. If I felt like shit and I didn't want to do anything, I had to do 5 minutes. It wasn't that, you know, well, maybe I'll do 5 minutes. No, no. I had to do 5 minutes. And if after those 5 minutes I still wanted to quit, I could quit with a clear conscience, but I never wanted to quit. Because really,
absolutely,
it's that whole priority option thing, right? So, yeah, it worked for me.
Yeah, I love that. And I love the whole idea of kind of building that rule where no matter what, you do those 5 minutes. Because by doing that, there's no failure. Like, you set the rule for yourself. And once you stick to that, you're building that discipline. And somebody else would look at that and say, oh, I went 5 minutes and quit. Well, if you build the rule for yourself, it's not really quitting anymore. You're doing what you told yourself you were going to do, so it doesn't leave the door open for that discouragement anymore. So I think that's a really important thing to kind of build those guidelines for yourself, because it closes the door on discouragement.
Yeah, and I think, you know what, and it is a solid rule with me. There's no, like, 3.5 minutes of, like, you know, some easy-peasy work. No, we're talking 5 minutes. To the wall, you have to put the effort in as much as you can in that moment. And if after 5 minutes you want to give up, that's my out. But I never take it.
I love it. And it also knocks off the hardest part, which, you know, you may think it's 5 minutes is going to be a minimal effort, but a lot of times the hardest part is getting on the mat. We've talked about this a million times. They always say you can lie to everyone, but you can't lie to yourself. And I've said this before in the show. That's BS. I can lie to myself better than I can lie to anyone in this world.
Right.
And I can be ready for a work. I can be ready to do something, and I can talk myself out of it like nobody's business. So just getting yourself to the point where you've physically set things up and gotten there, that's the hardest part a lot of times. And once you're there, you realize that it's not something to revere. It's not something to revere or try to avoid. It's a great, beautiful thing. It feels great. And I think a lot of the time is just that initial push off the couch.
And I mean, I really had to make peace with myself, because I had to really write, if you can't get on your feet until you get off your ass. And I mean, it's abrasive, and but it's true. You can't do both. And I'm allergic to both. I know I can't do both. So I might as well get up and do something about it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I love it. I love it. And that's written on the dungeon wall too, which, don't believe her, by the way. That's not her workout room. She's a serial killer, the Saskatoon Strangler. Have you heard of her? She's been on Dateline.
Do you put the lotion on the skin too?
No, I don't.
speaking of Goodbye Horses, what a great song. So Scotty, now you know, you've been embraced by the GDPY community. Obviously, you were nominated for a Warrior of the Week. People are, you know, taking note. You're inspiring a lot of people. I'm sure the community is inspiring you a lot too. What do you want to do moving forward? You had that awesome profile on the GDPY page I just saw today, which, you look incredible. Like, it's an amazing transformation. And obviously you're getting a little platform to inspire some people. So anything you plan on doing with that, you're going to try to do a certification, you're going to try to, you know, mentor some people. What are you going to do with your newfound success?
Yeah, Yeah, no, it's been kind of incredible the way that this has all kind of transpired with everything, because, you know, starting this health journey, it really just was losing weight. And I didn't even kind of hop into the DDP community until I broke 200 pounds. And that's when I kind of first shared where my progress had been. And, you know, from there, this has kind of taken on a life of its own. And for myself, just the mental change that I had is when I got down to my lowest weight was 169. And I kind of sat at the 169. I was like, man, like, what do I do from here? And it was kind of a difficult thing to think about and approach. And I was like, well, I know what I need to do. Like, this isn't a weight loss journey anymore. Like, you've got a genuine passion for health. So you need to figure out how are you going to create, you know, the longevity for this to just lead a healthy lifestyle. And so the focus now has been so much about the mental aspect of things and how do we continue to, you know, work through the mental hurdles with everything. And that's really what I try to focus on when I'm talking with people, when people private message me, people kind of comment, you know, on the photos and stuff. If there's anything that's mentally involved, I'm always trying to find some way of a positive spin, you know, to overcome what the mental hurdles are, because, you know, working out is just a physical action. You know, we have to make the choice and overcome the hurdle, but it's a physical action to eat. It's a physical action to exercise. What prevents all of that and puts it into play is, you know, how we play games in our own head with everything. So I'm really focused on a lot of the mental aspects and, you know, how do we overcome that, you know, to lead a healthy life so we can make sure we are consistent with those physical actions with everything. So I'm really passionate on that aspect of it. I love sharing, you know, the physical transformation stuff. You know, I'm super stoked and happy with my progress and where I am. And, you know, I've got goals where I want to continue to go. But if I didn't build the mental strength, you know, that I have now and the discipline that I've been able to go under, I wouldn't be having these results and I wouldn't be having the journey that I have right now. So I'm really committed to the mental side of things.
So inevitably, every time someone sees someone's success pictures or, you know, whatever, I just want to ask you this question. Is DDPY the only program you've done?
So 100% all DDPY, the only exception to that is last year for just a couple of months, I did some lightweight training in addition. I didn't never stop the DDPY, but it's like 2-3 days a week, I would do like 15 to 20 minutes of just like some lightweights with dumbbells just to mix it up a little bit. That lasted from like September through November. And then I stopped that and switched over to the jack strap. So since December through current, it's been, you know, nothing but DDPY and then using the jack straps. And I started running a couple months ago too, just to kind of get some more cardio and stuff. But I mean, really outside of that, it's been DDPY since, you know, last year, March, and that's it. Like, I'm taking it as far as I can possibly take it.
Oh, I'm so proud of you.
Tell us about the DDPY jack straps. How has that changed your game? Or, you know, give us a little bit of an info. I know there's a lot of people on the fence on whether they should try it or not.
Yeah, honestly, I couldn't recommend them enough. I'm a huge advocate for them. You know, what they've done for me, just to kind of share what my progress has been with the straps so far, the main reason that I started lifting just some light weights a couple days a week is I was just wanting to get a little bit more definition and toning on my arms and upper body and, you know, try to put on a little bit more muscle because I was starting to get, like, really small and I was, you know, super skinny in the arms and stuff. I just wanted to try to tone up. Once I switched to the straps, I actually have put on an inch on my arm. So after dropping weights, which wasn't a lot, but after dropping weights and switching to the straps and doing the jacked workouts from December through like March, April, I ended up adding an inch to both of my arms. And then the toning has been through the roof. The last picture that the DDP page shared yesterday or the day before, I kind of showed a comparison of my starting picture right when I kind of started the straps and then where I was in June. And you can totally see the difference of what that was from, you know, January this year versus June. And that's all from the straps. So it's been amazing. And I just recently got the leg straps too. So I've been using the leg ones now for the last about 3 or 4 weeks now.
And how are you finding them?
I love them. I think they're awesome.
Yeah.
The first thing I noticed with them was just the heart rate. I do have a little bit of a hard time getting my heart rate up into the high green and red zone now. And, those straps have helped a lot just to kind of, you know, create a little bit more on the heart rate side of things. And the strength in my legs that I'm starting to feel right now is just incredible. Going into the squats and pushing through all of that, like I feel myself almost you know, like in the beginning when you kind of would start to feel tired and you're really pushing through with everything. So it does amplify things to a whole different level, and it feels amazing. It's a whole new exciting path to take with the DDPY, I would say.
Wow. That's awesome.
So is there any physical goals or, you know, just achievements that you hope to reach, or are you just kind of taking things where they go? Is there anything next step that you're going to try to achieve? Obviously, the weight loss has been awesome. You've been doing the workouts, doing the jack straps, the leg straps. What's something you haven't been able to hit yet, or a particular move or a level of something? Anything you'd like to aim for in the next few months? There's always some place to go. That's what they say.
Yeah, 100%. That's one thing I'm hardcore committed to now, is continuing to try new things and kind of get over, you know, some of my fears of trying new things, one of which is inversions. Terrifies the hell out of me. So just to be upside down in any capacity, and what I ended up doing a couple of weeks ago, just to push myself through it, I went live on the DDP Facebook group page, and I was just like, here, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to try a headstand for the first time, supported against the wall, but I'm like, I'm going to go for it. And I ended up hitting the headstand on my second attempt, which was amazing. And then I got so cocky about it, I was like, all right, now I'm going to try a handstand. Like, you know, forget it. We're live. I'm feeling super jacked up right now. Let's go for it. And it took me probably 15 or 20 tries, but I ended up getting into a handstand for the first time in my life on that live stream. And I just figured, you know, if I go live, this is going to really push me and force me to give it the maximum effort and really try and push myself to overcome that fear. So inversions, huge thing for me right now. I want to do all sorts of, you know, different things with inversions. The ultimate goal would be to get into a handstand in the middle of the room, you know, without having any kind of support. So I'm 100% committed to making that happen. Other things I've been doing too is like fingertip push-ups. Never thought in a million years that's something that I would ever be able to accomplish. And, you know, now I can do multiple 5-count fingertip push-ups, which I've been working very strongly on. So I've got goals there. Got goals to get into like Tough Mudder and Spartan races and stuff, because, again, things I never thought that my body would be able to do. And now I'm committed to just going out there and busting my ass in some of these, you know, crazy obstacle courses. And you know, the limit is kind of the sky right now. Anything I can find that I can push my body to do, I don't really see anything being out of reach at this point. I'm committed and dedicated to do whatever it's going to take.
That is so inspiring. So I was just wondering, what would new Scotty tell old Scotty?
I would say thank you so much for not bitching out and staying committed. That would really be the only thing. I would never go back and look at my previous self and say, why didn't you do this sooner? I think it came at the right time, because there's no better time than when it actually happens. So I'm fine with, you know, starting all of this last year. I would just say thank you so much for staying committed to this, because where I am now mentally and physically, and just where I see myself taking my health journey in the future, is 100% different than where it was when I started. So to know that Scotty back then had the strength to stick with it, I would just say thank you.
Wow. That's a great answer. Now I have someone who just popped in. They just typed in certified with a question mark. Do you plan on being a certified trainer at some point?
You know, I've thought about it hardcore. It's definitely something that is on my mind. I don't know if I have a plan to necessarily jump into it right now. Just there's so much going on in life. We have a newborn baby coming in a couple of weeks here.
Oh, congrats.
Yeah, so baby's coming. Thank you. So we got a baby. We're closing on a home in a couple of weeks. So there's a lot of life happening right now. I think once things settle down and I kind of got my feet underneath me with everything, that is something I do want to look into, because, you know, I would love to at least have that under my belt too, and just, you know, be a part of that community with everybody else who's certified. So it's on the docket for sure. It's just a matter, you know, of when that's going to come into play.
Awesome.
That's beautiful, man. And congratulations. And, you know, all of this is just, you seem to be really finding your stride in life. Like, you have the newborn on the way, the house, the DDPY. And I love your answer because, you know, maybe you needed all of that experience behind you and all those negatives to kind of work your way out before you found out you were the kind of person that could do this, or the person that you'd follow through with it. maybe you would have fizzled out back then, and maybe it would have, you know, made you self-conscious or have a negative attitude. Maybe all of those things kind of built to the perfect moment where you really found out who you were and what you're made of. And I think that's a beautiful story, and I think that you're going to do incredible things, and I think you're, from what I hear, you're really hitting your stride, and it's commendable, and you're going to show a lot of people in the DDPY community a lot of, you know, strength and motivation, and you're going to change the world, man. You're going to change some lives. Congratulations. It's really commendable. I appreciate you coming on, man.
Yeah. No, thank you all very much. This has been awesome. I love talking health now. This has become such a passion in my life, and anybody in the community that knows me, you know, whenever I'm on there and stuff posting things, I try to comment back to everybody. If, you know, if you've taken the time out of your day to show support for, you know, what I've done, or if it inspires you or motivates you and kind of gets you going, you know, I appreciate all of you and all of the support. And, you know, hopefully, you know, that's reciprocated, because I really do strongly feel, whether it's in the DDP community or anybody just on a health journey in general, you know, if we all feed off of each other with that positive energy, and it's that give and take, and we keep everybody moving and going, it really doesn't matter where we are in our journeys. There's no levels to this. If we're all focused on health and doing things together, you know, ultimately we can make the world a better place. We can be better for ourselves, the people around us, and, you know, just make a wonderful community out of it. So I really think it's a special thing, especially within the DDP community.
Well,
that's amazing.
Brilliant. Really well said, man. And, you know, it's always good to, you know, be there for each other in the community, because it's the long term. And there's going to be times when some of us are winning. There's going to be times when some of us are down. And it's really great to reach out. And I know you had some experiences a while ago where you were, you know, gung-ho about GDPY, and you met GDP and things got hard again. But then you were able to pull it back. And I'd like to stress that to so many people, that just because you stumble, just because you struggle, doesn't mean, you know, you're down and out. There's incredible stories that happen the second, third, fourth time around. There's guys I know that have done this five or six times that it didn't stick until, you know, the last one. And I think it's beautiful. And I think your struggle creates strength. And I think you're going to be a really great member and cornerstone of this community for a long time. And it's so cool that you're out there reaching out, because that's why we keep this thing going. That's why GDPY continues. Obviously, we all come in first because, you know, Dallas is the head of the company, you know, GDP, Diamond Dallas Page. But then there's so many of us that find inspiration through people who end up finding inspiration through us. And it's how we've been able to continue this cycle of DDPY Warriors, is people motivating people. It's why we do this show. It's why we have the community, the Team DDPY page. It's all about people inspiring people, and we appreciate you doing your part, man. You're a big chunk of that community that's really just showing a lot of people that it's possible. So we appreciate you.
Yeah, no, thank you. I appreciate you all, and, you know, thank you again for having me on. This has been awesome.
Oh, absolutely, man. And you'll have to come back soon and give us an update. You know, down the line again, we'll have to get an update on how you're doing. So.
Yeah, anytime. Anytime, be happy to.
That's awesome.
All right. Well, that was awesome. And Crystal, you know I depend on you right now. You know I depend on you, because we need a good quote to close out the week. My voice is shot. I don't know how much longer I can keep pushing this week. So I need something good. I need you to reach deep down and give us a great quote to kind of fire us off into next week, where we will do this all again with another awesome DDPY Warrior of the Week. But I want a good one. All right, let's go.
Okay. Have I ever let you down? That I really want to know.
Not yet.
Not yet.
When you put over Katie last night as a saint, that was a betrayal.
Yeah, I did that. Sorry. So this week's quote is from my friend Mel Robbins, and the quote is, "Stop talking yourself out of the rooms you've earned a right to be in."
Wow. That's awesome. I love that one. That's a good one. And there's a lot of people who earn that right to be here and are doing the work and putting in the work and putting in the effort. And a lot of DDPY Warriors who have owned it. We've had so many shows and so many people come through here as the DDPY Warrior of the Week. And I can honestly say that every single person who's come through, I've gained something from, whether insight, motivation, inspiration, what to do, what not to do. It's so cool listening to these stories and collectively being able to pick so many incredible moments out of them. So that's a great quote. And anyone who's the Warrior of the Week is has a right to be here, because that means you're putting in the work, you're walking the walk and talking the talk. And we're excited to have another awesome show for you next week, another awesome DDPY Warrior. Scotty Boots definitely owned his spot this week, and I'm inspired, and I'm looking forward to see, you know, what he does with his amazing journey. But I appreciate you, Crystal. Thanks for all the hard work you do around here.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
And also, Paul, thank you. I also want to drive people to the DDPY Radio Facebook page, the Instagram. I don't know. You've done so many awesome social media things, and I'm so bad at that stuff. So do you know what the page is, the links or the, you know, page titles that people can find that?
So the Facebook is ddp.yoga. That's how you'll find it. And the Instagram is, I believe, I think it's just DDP Radio. I can't remember how I started it, but I'm pretty
well,
sure.
Well, I put
just,
you on the spot.
Right. I'm pretty sure it's
I'm sorry
DDP
about that.
Radio. No, DDP
awesome.
Radio.
Yep. And Scotty Boots, do you have any Instagram or Facebook page or anything like that you want to put out there in case people want to find you?
Yeah, totally. So Instagram is just at Scotty Boots. That's probably the best place to kind of follow. I post on there pretty much daily, just, you know, journey stuff and just kind of a walk through my life a little bit. But at Scotty Boots on Instagram would be the place.
Awesome. Well, been a pleasure talking to you, Scotty, and good luck. And thank you, Crystal. We'll see you guys next week. Thank you so much. And we'll see you with a brand new episode, a brand new story of motivation, inspiration. And remember this week, just own it. Do the best you can with every situation. Do your best and have a great week and own your life. We'll see you guys soon. My voice is shot.
Yeah.
I'm checking out before I go silent. And my wife is so thrilled you guys burnt out my voice. I can tell you that. So she's going to have a peace and quiet tonight. So we'll see you guys soon. Thank you so much. Talk to you guys next week.
Checked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Into the Diamond Cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.